From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Pentagon downplayed Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement of new nuclear weapons on Thursday. A Pentagon spokeswoman says Moscow's weaponry was long under development and had already been factored into U.S. assessments. Here's Dana White.
We're not surprised by the statements, and the American people should rest assured that we are fully prepared.
In his annual State of the Nation address earlier on Thursday, Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including, quote, invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons that have no equivalent in the West came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. More from White.
Our missile defense has never been about them. We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent. And we are confident that we're prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
The U.S. State Department has approved the possible sale of Javelin missiles and launch units to Ukraine. It would come at an estimated cost of $47 million, the Pentagon said Thursday. A statement read the Javelin system would help Ukraine build its long-term defense capacity. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will travel to Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria next week on his first trip to Africa as the top U.S. diplomat, the State Department said on Thursday. Much more on all these stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area of Syria. However, no civilians have used the lull to leave the rebel-held suburbs. Meanwhile, the Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations members say the fighting has worsened. This since the UN Security Council 30-day ceasefire resolution was adopted on Saturday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The chairman of the organization, Ghanem Tayara, says the resolution has been completely ignored.
There have been more than 90 persons killed. There have been so many frequent attacks on medical facilities, on hospitals, airstrikes, shelling, bombing.
Additionally, Tayara says one child has died and 19 other people sickened from a chlorine gas chemical attack by Syrian government forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The State Department fired back at Russia Thursday after the country called for a humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians from eastern Ghouta.
The idea that Russia is calling for a so-called humanitarian corridor, I want to be clear, is a joke. What needs to happen instead is a nationwide ceasefire that was voted upon unanimously at the United Nations last Saturday.
That State Department spokesperson, Heather Nauert, she said the U.S. blames Russia for continuing to train and equip the Syrian military. Nearly 600 people have died and more than 1,000 wounded in the last 2 weeks. President Donald Trump says the United States will impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports next week.
People have no idea how badly our country has been treated by other countries, by people representing us that didn't have a clue. Or if they did, then they should be ashamed of themselves because they've destroyed the steel industry, they've destroyed the aluminum industry.
He spoke at a meeting Thursday with top executives from U.S. steel and aluminum companies. The Trump administration has shown its desire to impose tariffs on various metal imports since last year. Earlier this month, the Commerce Department announced that it found the quantities and circumstances of steel and aluminum imports threatened to impair the national security. The Afghan Ministry of Defense confirmed Thursday that a video circulating on social media of a captured foreign fighter in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province is authentic, and the suspect is a German national who has worked for the Taliban for more than 8 years. Police officials say the alleged national was arrested.
That's the latest world news from VOA.